Sorry? Down the pump.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have two different microphones?
Yeah, I'm getting these from different purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually selected in the microphone array data, and there's the file data, and there's headset data. Different groups of different types of sound.
What would the difference?
Yeah, what would the difference be?
Okay, I can't see my screen. Agenda for the agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the protocol presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so, first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right, so.
Thank you.
yeah, here we are. This is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple design. It's based on a mango, yeah.
Oh, mango.
Yeah, and we have the company logo here, and this will be the infrared here, and this will be the PowerPoint. On/off button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was it? Where's the LED?
It's in the middle from the little orange.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one is the fire. And we just have a simple design. We wanted it all to be
palm held.
Accessible from your thumb. Yeah, palm held. And
yeah.
All the buttons are accessible from your thumb.
I noticed you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, no. Take that one off. Sorry. I was in charge of the numbers. And this is just if you've got like 11 or 12. Or 3 plus.
So 1 plus 1 would be 11.
One,
oh,
three or something.
Oh, you press a plus button?
Then you go 1, 3, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that kind before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10. And
yeah.
Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, let's say you wanted channel 12, you press 1, and you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
It's not,
so if it's like 1 plus 2, you could go to 12 or 2 plus 2 is channel 20.
Or do you have to go 0 plus 1 if you want to go to channel 1 or 2?
No. Oh, that's how you have all these numbers. These numbers all work independently up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you got to press the plus afterwards.
Oh, no. The plus is only for if you're going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, it's like 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to 65.
No, you press the plus first. We haven't realized. I would have thought you pressed the plus first, and then 65, but she says plus.
Well, I don't
mind.
I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first, like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
but I just want to ask, as long as we realize that's what it'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you can have it. It's like a 5-second input time,
if
so as long as you hit them, that.
Yeah, that.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between the two buttons.
Yeah.
So.
So on the top there is volume and
channel. Which
channel
is the
volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just feel like that without thinking about it.
Right? Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle.
It's
of
the bigger
L.
Oh, okay. So it's just like.
Yeah. It's all accessible without taking your hand off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all considered.
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause another type of repetitive
stress
injury. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a different movement, so. And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber, the spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI materials often used in stress balls. So this has got a bit of give to it. And
bit of a stress ball feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel it.
Yes.
Palm of your hand.
My goodness. There you go.
Thanks.
Did we? Yeah. Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the five. I did, but I killed the four. Oh, God.
Okay, as for the colours, we were presented with unlimited range of colours for this prototype. But we're thinking that, seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use, or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit, like black and yellow watermelon, or any green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more settled cream instead of the other, or a bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana's more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most straight. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing to
kind of Christmas, you know.
Yeah, seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki.
The pomegranate's kind of girly and funky, kind of. And
cool.
And vanilla's more for the more sophisticated customers.
Yeah.
So that's that some of our decor.
Okay. We thought of the components. It was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this and type in with the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As I said, the rubber is probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. That's about it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good work, everyone.
All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle. So I have something I'm going to... Wait a minute. Do you need to do a presentation first? I don't know what order it goes in.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out for a second. Oh, yeah, sorry, you're right.
The
evaluation criteria is next to mine.
Hello.
Okay, come on my computer. Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties.
Just press that on function 8 again.
How someone did that? Alright, alright.
And then again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still not there? Okay, now I think for this one, would you guys prefer to use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it right on the screen where you can see it? We're going to be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Does the remote, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores up on the whiteboard. Feel,
I think, we've been quite successful with the rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of
we were only given red and black.
Red, black, and yellow, and orange.
Yes.
And we don't want to go for black because most remote people are black or grey, so we want to stand out that way anyway.
But if you can imagine that in, like, as just a kind of pale metallic-y finish or something.
Metallic-y finish,
well, I know it's for rubber. You can visualize this in nice colors. I think it would look
good.
Yeah.
I like the potato look.
It's mango.
Oh, sorry,
it's
mango.
Potato's fine.
Yeah, and fruit or vegetable depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2, personally.
I'd say 2, I think.
For the
fussiness.
Yeah.
1 being true.
So. I had 2.
Okay. That's very confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the Kinect Energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah,
and the use of the rubber.
Use of the rubber,
The LED use isn't particularly innovative, and we don't have any scroll buttons, it's all push buttons, there's no LCD control, so if we're thinking about the rest of the market, it's sort of probably halfway in some aspects. It is,
yeah, I'd say maybe 3.
I'll go for 3,
and I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be any more innovative than this because then
we want to
the purpose. So, I mean, I can go for 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
I think so.
I think it's
yeah.
Can't really get confused with that.
No,
I mean, we have to work out the number.
The plus number.
The pluses,
yeah,
the ones
that's
figured out.
Yeah.
And
turning on.
Number 4, is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
I guess I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom, kind of.
Management said that it had to be prominent.
Well, it just had to be on there, I guess.
Just not touch it. It's time for 3 I killed. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter. Or
I suppose that could probably
be. I like the appeal of it being like a big glob in your hand.
You know what I just thought of then, right? Where's it going to sit in your living room? Is it not going to fall off the arm?
Maybe it's the bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom.
And the rest is like
chopped a bit.
But then
around.
It wouldn't fit as comfortably as you have.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Yeah,
you can handle it.
It could be on the bottom, so you want to, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I fall over all the time. Or, you know.
Yeah, it's less.
If it's weighted, maybe.
Okay, we're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? We want to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than other
Yeah.
I think it was another color, and it was like, I think it'd look okay. Maybe a two.
I mean,
it definitely goes that rather than like your average.
Yeah.
Remote like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with those colors.
Okay, so should we say two? For
that? Sure.
Yeah.
Question number five. What? Will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when a remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, but to say that it is simplistic, so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want to spend €25. We have to market it.
And
the
kinetic energy
is fairly durable.
So, you know, those will be filmed.
No, I don't know much about the remote control industry. How much your average sells for?
But you're a marketing expert.
I think they're like 10.
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, it's kind of actually saving money.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme and the personalization options. So.
Yeah, I would give it a two.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, number six, can someone read out?
Does this website match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah, so that was mainly the.
Yeah,
I think it does.
Oh, yeah.
Just
because.
Well.
Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, you don't have to think about it, you don't have to look down to find them, they're clearly there, easy to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the keyword there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff,
yeah.
but they're not you and I, really. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so one?
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly.
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still? Is it
when you press the alarm system, the lights.
Yeah, lights on the end will flash as well. But I mean, it's not obvious from the outside that that's going to happen. Because you can't particularly see
the light from the inside.
Yeah, the light, it will.
Or was it
like
a noise?
When the alarm's not, if you
push the button, makes the noise, right?
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts cracking.
Yeah.
You're
awesome.
Well, the thing is, if it was had an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up, it could light up when the alarm went.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would
light.
I thought it was going to make a noise.
Yeah, but it's still the alarm system.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult. So
totally.
It has to be, they'll pick it up in
the plus.
What's
that written down on the page that
I think just because it's we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it
so
much easier.
Does it make more sense for the middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time at least.
Yeah, so it's just like channel six.
That's
kind
of annoying though when it's 0 or 6 and you have to press.
No, we don't have to press 0.
You can just press 6, enter.
Oh, okay.
And then
12, enter.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Get a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll say yes, it's one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Question number 9. Minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury, which affected over a quarter of users.
I think so. It's like right in the.
But if you're.
Your thumb might get a little.
Yeah,
I don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into other strain injuries that we don't know about.
But it is soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for.
Yeah.
RSI,
yeah.
So maybe it is.
I think we get
Yeah.
That's true. Because, I mean, you hold your left hand.
use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did as much as you can with remote control.
Yeah.
So, one or two, do you think?
I think two.
Okay. Number 10, do we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we do.
Well, is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? It's the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't tell that it's being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stand out. So it's not always going to be the same color.
It sounds like the color's something that you
want. Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray, yeah.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow's ugly though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't.
So we want to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the RR.
Yeah, I think this is the fact that we've been least successful in confronting.
Perhaps we can take RR. Like, that's great, and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of metal.
Yeah.
That is
that
nice.
So, do you think that's more of a 3 then? 3, 4?
4, I think. Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so we can stick with a 4?
Okay.
And final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies, desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that brief in the region.
But maybe more like 2, because there's no like pictures of fruit. It's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Like
the
colors. Names.
Yeah.
No, are the plates interchangeable?
Yeah.
So you can have banana and kiwi.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
That's fashionable in itself. Kind of interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
I think one. Well, that was our brief.
Well, I think if somebody saw that and you said, what was that inspired for? I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Yeah. Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was great.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out?
Yes, we do. So what was it for fashion?
I would say 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so our average there are 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11.
1.9 or something?
Yeah.
I don't know what it says.
Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that is pretty.
Yeah, that's very good because the highest you could have got is 1.
Alright.
Does that seem right though?
Yeah, because we have 4 different ones.
Okay.
It seems like it should be more around 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have another one. Okay.
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
This
yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh,
wow.
Well, that's excellent.
Right, now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. And no, it's not. So, in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now,
sorry.
I'm going to
you're gonna
steal a cable.
Is that the project?
It's an Excel file. Oh.
Production cost.
Yeah. There we go. Production cost. And I have to access that as well. One moment. Okay, so far I've added what I think. What is going on? Great. It's blinking at me. It's locked for editing. Great. I'm going to open up a second one then. this lock for editing. I have the original in my my email account.
Oh, is it locked because I'm in it?
I don't know.
It just means that you can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So if you can look up at the screen, the live screen, I guess looking at your own too and telling me which one we think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense, like 3 euros.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
Double. It's curved. It's double curved, so it's curved all around. It's another 3. We're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, good thing plastic is free. Right.
What is some special color?
Yeah.
Much?
I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color where we'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we can.
Yeah.
We have push button interface, so that's inexpensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And
a
special material. Which puts us just barely under budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yeah. Okay, so operating cost is 1220 euros. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So we've yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably, a different extension of the
actual project rather than a product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking about leadership
how
team.
How we actually went and about doing it.
Yeah. All right, so, do you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed for creativity.
And when we weren't really given a lot of time or
materials.
Yeah. To go about our design tasks. So
yeah.
I think we could have done it a bit more time.
Okay, so it'd be like need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so, like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and the conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we just limited by resources.
And we can
end
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that did limit
creativity.
Just
mm-hmm.
resources. But,
okay.
Yeah. Much idea.
Leadership? Is this me being like, guys, do you like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. As soon as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think that's a sign of the leadership. And also our personal coach helped us along the way. So,
yeah.
You know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops, there's a lot of coke.
I think
we're
cool.
Great as a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good teamwork. I think we were well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, how are our memes? We need more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make a bigger
one,
we wouldn't have been able
to. Okay.
Anything else was satisfactory? Is that
Yeah, the computer programs are good. But
yeah, it could be pretty straightforward for the computer.
Yeah,
the only thing was having to remember to, you know, to, okay,
yeah.
I think I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentations.
Yeah.
They'll probably still be there.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
I think we've all learned stuff on each other. Like the
discussion.
Yeah. About each different part. So, got new ideas from each other?
I'm not sure what new ideas from. Yeah, well, I guess we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like based on marketing stuff, and then you'd say something about interface. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And we're able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Different than with our areas of expertise.
Yeah.
Oh, does it have smart materials, by the way?
Sorry?
Does it have smart materials?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did it come with the I don't know if we counted that in the place.
Okay. Well, with that achieved, our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within budget.
Yeah.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that I have no
TV?
Idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.